It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. Hope everyone's doing well this morning, and thanks for joining me. We've got a good show lined up. We're going to talk about catching catfish at Lake Fork with somebody that knows how to put them in the boat here in just a little bit. The first portion of our show is underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up in Ontario, Canada. The website up there is youngswildernesscamp.com, and the phone number, toll-free, is 866-894-0674. That's Young's Wilderness Camp up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario. Now, let's shift back to Texas here. Let's head down to Lake Fork. Catfish guide Stan Kuhn is standing by. I fish with Stan a lot through the years. He's an excellent guide, very, very knowledgeable on catching catfish. Stan, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Luke.
Glad to have you with us, buddy.
Stay with you this morning.
You know, something that I've learned and known a long time, Lake Fork is world acclaimed as a bass fishing place, but it is chock full of some of the biggest channel cat that you'll locate. You know it? You know it, don't you?
Not many people fish for them down here. They're mostly chasing those big largemouths.
Yes, sir. Well, you've made a nice, you filled a niche down there guiding people for channel cat.
Yes,
and something that I think is a true statement, by and large, the channel catfish that come out of Fork are probably some of the larger ones that you'll catch on the average, I'm talking about, on most any of our lakes. Do you think that's true, Stan?
Well, we're catching mostly channels, and they're up to 9-10 pounds.
Wow!
Most of the ones we catch, though, right now are between 3 to 6 pounds range. But we have caught them up to 9, and I had a boat record 13-pounder caught here several years ago from a man from Arizona caught that fish. But
wow.
We actually broke the boat record this year with a 15.6-pound flathead. And that was caught on a minnow while we were crappie fishing under the bridge.
Now that got some lines screaming off of a little reel.
He did on that one. It took him about 20 minutes to get that fish in the boat, but we finally got him in, and it was a nice one.
If you got him landed, somebody did a lot of things right.
A man from Illinois caught that fish, and we took pictures of him and let him go.
Yeah. Well, I think, Stan, it's a pretty known fact that the channel cat, where a lot of lakes. When you're fishing for channels in the summer. Now, I know this for a fact because I've covered fishing and I've fished most lakes in northeast Texas for years. A pound and a half to a 2-pounder is pretty much average.
That is about the average size, yes, sir.
But down there at Fork, that size will go up to, you know, it'll kick a pound or two on top of that.
Okay.
Why, I don't know, but I know it's a fact. Now, right now, I read you sent me a nice email with some really good information on the current conditions. It sounds like, Stan, that maybe the channel catfish spawn in the shallow water might be tailing off and they might be moving a little deeper.
I tell you, the ones we cleaned today that we caught up shallow were still full of eggs. So this little cool snap that we had last week kind of pushed them back out, and now they're just now starting to come back in.
Okay.
But the spawn is definitely underway right now on the catfish on Lake Fork.
Okay, Stan. So in other words, even though you might have caught them a little bit deeper, they're kind of like bass or whatever. They'll come in and go out, right?
They move in and out.
Well, you know, Stan, the fact that if you know that the fish will move in and out, they don't always stay all out or all in at the same time. That'll help you a long ways in catching catfish, won't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. Well, now let's think about it when they're up in shallow water, Stan, down at Lake Fork. What kind of, by shallow, I'm talking about 4 foot or less, maybe.
Right. Pretty close to the banks.
Uh-huh.
And the carp this morning were up flopping on the banks. So that usually tells me when the carp are up shallow, the catfish are up there with them, too. I think they're feeding on their carp eggs or something. But we're casting corks to them. Try to stay as far away as you can to the bank, but get your corks up pretty close to the bank and around timber, and that seems to be the better action.
Okay, so are you keying on, say, willows or any
well,
kind
no,
of stand?
No, not really willows.
Uh-huh.
It's mainly just vegetation in the water. The water's come up now. That last rain brought some new water in here, and the grass is kind of right up in there, and they're up in that grass. So it seems like the closer you can get your corks up near the grass is where we've been having the action. And also we've been keying on the windy points.
Right.
Where that wind's blowing into has been good.
Okay. Well, let's get down to some really basic information. Let's think about corks. Some people use a slip cork, you know, and some people use just a regular cork. What kind, do you have a preference?
Well, the cork, I'm using a light cork with it's got a stick that runs through it. It's not a real heavy cork because I don't want them to feel that cork when they pull that bait under because they're pretty skittish up shallow.
Right.
And it's a light cork. I'm using a very light weight and just fishing it about 3 feet under that cork and casting it up there to that bank.
You know,
when
Stan,
it goes under, the main thing is just to have your slack out of your line before you jerk, or you're going to miss him.
And you won't get
a good hook set.
Get the hook set on him.
Right.
And you know something that I've learned and catching catfish through the years, like you were talking about a taller cork, if your floater is vertical, if you got a good bit of it sticking up in the water, taller cork, you can see. A lot of times that old catfish will come underneath.
I know it. And you can see these taller corks. It's got the sticks running through them. That's the ones I like. Now, I've had a customer bring some of those bigger corks out there, and it seemed like he had those casting corks. And it seems like they didn't work as well as the lighter corks. It seemed like when they tried to pull those under. Now, the bigger catfish can pull them under pretty quick.
When they're nibbling, you know, the 3 or 4 pounder or 1.5 to 3 pounder, a lot of times though that cork will just wobble a little bit. And after you, I know you know when that thing starts wobbling, sometimes it's good just to set that hook, isn't it?
Yeah, and just when you see it start moving a little bit, it's usually a fish on there. Now we have been able to catch a few turtles. I'm not too proud about that, but
also. That's right. And now, the size of your treble hook that you like to use, Stan?
I'm using size 6s.
Okay. And you like a good punch bait? I know this about channel catfish in particular. Now, I've got other ideas about catching bigger blues. I truly think the shad, I know the shad works. You know, if you're targeting blue catfish.
Those blues and the flatheads.
Well, yes, that's right. But
really like that punch bait.
That there's nothing better to catch channel catfish on through the summer than a good smelly punch bait.
Right.
And if that bait will stay on the hook, if there's enough fiber in it to stay on, and you do use a treble hook, what size treble hook right now are you using?
6s, size 6.
Right.
Pretty small hook. You know, I was using 8s, but we moved it up a little bit bigger and went to a 6, and it seems to be working really well.
Right. Well, I know there's all kind of good prepared baits. You use a bait, I think it's Catfish Gold.
Catfish Gold stick bait.
Stick bait, and describe it to our listeners, Stan.
It's made with a lot of molded cheese, and they've changed the fiber up on it. He's using cotton in there now, and it seems to like hold on the hook a lot better. And if you miss that fish, well, on the first jerk, just leave it out there because there's usually plenty left on there, and he'll come back and get it. But it does hold on the hook good. I keep it refrigerated and keep it on ice because it does soften up in this, you know, the warmer the water. But it's a good punch bait, and I've been wearing them out on it.
Well, any bait, I can testify to this, Stan. Any punch bait that does this, if it puts out a good smell, and I know your Catfish Gold does that, if it will do that and then stay on the hook, you're in business, aren't you?
Right there, staying on the hook.
You're in business. I've used some dip bait, some Little Stinker dip bait by Uncle Josh. There's, like I say, there's just a ton of good catfish baits, but this stuff shocked me. Very little, maybe no fiber in it, but it's once you do have to push it on that hook, but once it's on there, it stays put. So whatever kind of bait, and if you're old school and you got some night crawlers, you'll catch them on that too.
Night crawler, shrimp,
crickets.
But I tell you, I've been catching more fish on this stink bait than I have any other.
Well, being a catfish guide, Stan, you have to, I mean, you know, that's the nature of the beast. You have to go out there, and they need to be biting every time you take clients out.
It doesn't happen every time I go out, you know, I try my best to put you on the fish and work my tail off to find those fish. And
well,
today we finally found them about 11 o'clock. It was a later bite this morning. We had 25 going into 11 o'clock and pulled on in one cove where I'd caught them before and ended up catching 17 out of that last spot.
Wow.
In the last hour.
Folks, our guest is catfish guide Stan Coon down at Lake Fork. Stan concentrates I know you stand. You can catch crappie, bass, and everything, but you really, the catfishing is kind of the mainstay, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, I crappie got in the springtime, February and March and early April, and then the catfish season starts, and I really kind of concentrate on those catfish after that.
Still having the fish fries after the trip?
I serve a catfish lunch with all my trips. My wife will cook a catfish lunch up for us, and I'll clean all the fish that we catch for you to take home for you to eat.
It's a lot of fun, folks. I've fished with you several times, Stan. It's been a couple of years since I was down there, but I keep up with you. I get a lot of good reports, people talking to me about the trips they've had with you. I tell you, I really do appreciate the update. And how about if you can give us a website and then a phone number where people could give you a call?
My website is www.catfishguide@peoplepc.com. That's my email address. Excuse me.
Let's break it down again. Let's go first with just a website.
Okay, it's www.thecatfishguide.com.
Yes, sir. Thecatfishguide.com. Yep.
And my phone number is 903-383-2921.
Excellent, Stan. Well, what do you predict now? Right now, I don't think you're not fishing any deep, deep water, but as we get on in toward the very end of May, what will the catfish pull on out there at those deeper structures?
Well, Luke, we fished some deeper water today, mm-hmm. and the fish we were catching in the deeper water were smaller, so that's why I decided to move back up, and that's when we found those bigger fish. But they will, once they spawn, they'll move out and start getting in the 30, 35-foot range, and then they'll move in the deep summer. They'll move out in some 40-foot of water where I've got some holes out in, right in the middle of the lake that nobody ever fishes.
Right. Well, and we do. Let's do cover this, the baiting. I know when I fished with you, you know, the range cubes. You used to bait with range cubes?
Uh-huh. Range cubes and corn.
And just, do you sour the corn?
Do I say, no, sir, I don't. Uh-huh. I just take it out there. I don't sour it at all and just spread it all around the boat and let it fall in the holes that I'm fishing in, and those fish are finding it.
They'll move
in their bellies.
You bet. Oh, yeah, I remember when we cleaned them. Well, Stan, thanks very much, and I tell you what we'll do. We'll get you back before long, and when these catfish do move to deeper water, we'll let you give some tips on that. How about it?
Hey, Luke, I appreciate it. I'll sure be glad to give you some information on it.
Folks, our guest today has been catfish guide Stan Kuhn down at Lake Fork. You know, a lot of people stereotype Lake Fork as being only a black bass fishery, and it is an awesome place to go bass fishing, but it's also chock full of some of the biggest channel catfish you'll find anywhere, especially in northeast Texas. And also, there's a lot of yellow bass, some big yellow bass. People don't realize, and many folks don't realize, how good eating those yellow bass are. And in the past couple of years, Lake Fork is getting more and more white bass, sand bass. Actually, white bass fishing is really good out there this time of year on some of those deeper humps when the white bass and yellow bass school together out there. You know, the second portion of our show here has been underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario, Canada. You can go online to www.youngswildernesscamp.com. And you can learn all about this place. You can also call toll-free up there for more information at 866-894-0674. Folks, I want to remind you that you can go online to the radio website here, ketr.org, and at the top, it's local programs, and then click on Outdoors, and you can listen to the past several months archive of our outdoor radio shows, and I hope you do. If you ever need to contact me, you can contact me through my regular radio site. We do an hour-long radio show each week that's on 10 different radio stations in Texas. That's at www.catfishradio.com. That's www.catfishradio.com. We keep the current show each week archive right there at catfishradio.com. And if you ever want to email me, just remember you could go there to our radio website, and there's a little button at the top, email Luke. And please do let me know what's going on in your neck of the woods with hunting and fishing news. If you want to just email me direct, you can do that at lukeclayton@prodigy.net. Folks, we're out of time for today's show. Make sure and tune in next week at this same time, and we'll have some more fun talking about the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.